Downton Abbey. What'd you find out?
I gave up watching TV shows a few years back, so I've never seen a single episode of Downton Abbey. I suppose that put me at a disadvantage going to see the movie, which is a continuation of six seasons that I didn't watch. To my surprise, not only was I able to mostly follow the film, I actually kind of enjoyed it. The story centers around a visit from the king and queen. When the royal couple brings their own staff, the butlers, cooks, and footmen of Downton Abbey are left with nothing to do, until they formulate a plan, that is. Surrounding the main plot are a bunch of subplots involving the various characters. This one old lady fights with another old lady, and there's this guy who's worried his girlfriend is going to hook up with a plumber, and this butler dude comes back, which upsets this other butler dude. Okay, so maybe I don't know everything there is to know about these people, but I was still able to pick up enough of it. I also liked how funny Downton Abbey is. Why did no one tell me this thing is funny? Maggie Smith plays the family matriarch, and every sarcastic thing she says is hilarious. Obviously, fans of the show are going to see and love this movie. My review is meant for other newbies. If someone is dragging you to see Downton Abbey, don't be afraid. It's not stuffy, you won't be confused, and it's kind of fun. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 servings of tea and crumpets.
All right, so you liked it. Okay, well, let's treat it as we would any other film. Mm-hmm. Strong point of sort of these characters and what they're doing.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a lot going on in the movie because obviously they're trying to continue six seasons from the TV show. And if I had any criticism of it, it would be that they just try to jam so much in so that they can give every character their big moment. So subplots kind of come and go very quickly. There's not a lot of depth to anything. But I don't think fans of the show are really going to care about that. I think they're going to be happy to be back in Downton Abbey and happy to see these people again. And as somebody who was unfamiliar with them, I found myself very intrigued to try to put the pieces together and figure out who they were and what their connections were with each other.
Are you interested in watching any of the television show now?
Well, not really, because I gave up TV a few years ago for a variety of reasons. Primarily, I'm just watching movies. I don't have time to watch TV. What I liked about this was I was able to go, and in the course of 2 hours, I could experience Downton Abbey. I could learn more about what people have responded to, and then it was over.
Okay. And what would have made it a 4? You know, what kind of things draw these kind of films together into a compelling 4 out of 4?
I mean, there again, I think the problem is just that they're trying to cram too much in. If there was going to be a series of these movies, or if they were just telling one story and really going into depth on it, that probably would have improved it. But then again, I think that might not have pleased fans. Fans want to see all of these characters. So my guess is that somebody who was really into the show would probably, if they were in my shoes, would probably give it 3.5 or 4, because I think it really will meet that desire that they have.
Oh, I love the show. The show is so intriguing and enchanting. I think you would like it. But I hope that it is one of many, and I will see this movie. I think Rob Center's already seen it, so we could get his review. You liked it satisfactorily? 3 out of 4.
Servings of tea and crumpets.
Sure.
It's a good movie, and the thing that I would emphasize to other people who are not familiar with the show, who maybe are going to see it with a friend or a loved one, it's not stuffy. I went in thinking this was going to be like Masterpiece Theater, and it's really not. It's a loose and funny movie, and there's interesting drama to it. So even if you don't know who all the characters are and all the connections, the storylines are simple enough that you can pick that up.
All right, yeah, and it's the simplest show, a TV show it was, for me to follow. You know, the characters are... It's not so intriguing, and you're right. It just, for some reason, isn't stuffy. Mm-hmm. If you look at the two images of either Downton Abbey or Masterpiece Theater, I'm not sure I could tell you what the big difference is, but you're right. They're wildly different, and the Downton Abbey is very broadly entertaining. New movies out. What's coming out today?
Only new movie today is Joker, which is kind of a revisionist origin story of the popular Batman villain, with Joaquin Phoenix playing the title role.
Okay, much talked about, mm-hmm. and critically acclaimed already. Is that a safe thing to say?
Well, yes and no. The initial reviews for the movie were pretty good when it premiered at the Venice Film Festival. Now that other critics are getting to see it outside of the festival atmosphere, some of the reviews have been a little more harsh. So it seems to be a little bit of a love it or hate it kind of thing.
All right, and from Joaquin Phoenix, we always get superlative activity from him.
Yeah, it's hard to play the Joker because you're following in the shoes of Cesar Romero and Jack Nicholson and Heath Ledger. And if there's anybody who is of the correct type and caliber of actor to play the Joker, it would be Joaquin Phoenix. He's a great modern choice for the character.
And in what way, if any way, could this be a career changer for him?
It's a very mainstream film. He tends to make independent films or more artistic things. So for him to come out and be in a great big commercial comic book-based movie, that's a little different. That might show he's receptive to being in some blockbuster types of films, and he might get some different offers out of that.
Are you seeing it today?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we'll look online at aisleseat.com mm-hmm. and see what you have to say yep. in the days ahead. Follow Twitter, at aisleseat, and you send, as soon as you post it, at aisleseat, you will know that we can find it on your website, so we will do that. All right, lots of news to mm-hmm. cover in a short amount of time here. James Franco making news, sexually exploiting acting students.
James Franco is at the center of a lawsuit. It is being alleged that he and another, a business partner, ran a phony acting school which they used to sexually harass young women under the guise of being taught acting by James Franco and promises of work and things. And the actresses are saying that being part of the school required doing nude scenes and filming sex scenes and having James Franco approve all of this. So he's being hit with a lawsuit, and we'll have to see where this goes. He's had some controversies in the past related to sexual misbehavior, so we'll see what this does to his career and whether or not this lawsuit proceeds forward.
And how much of a hand does he have in The Deuce, which is also sort of a sex-themed
mm-hmm.
show?
Oh, on HBO, yeah. Yeah, he's been part of that, too. Somewhat rather controversially, as these incidents have bubbled up around him. So we'll have to wait and see how this pans out.
Okay. And Stacey Dash, arrested on domestic battery charges. Who is mm-hmm. that? I'm assuming it's somebody I do know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stacey Dash, she's had kind of an interesting career reinvention. She started off as an actress, and she's most well known for playing Alicia Silverstone's best friend in the movie Clueless, Dion. And then the acting career kind of dried up, and she switched over into TV news and was hired as a Fox News personality for a few years until they did not renew her contract anymore back in, I believe it was 2017. So this week, she got in a fight with her husband and was arrested on domestic battery charges after it was alleged that she punched him and left him with scratches. So she was released on $500 bond. She also claims now that she's broke, that the Fox News gig has dried up and the acting gigs have dried up. So she's kind of come out this week and had some personal problems be aired very publicly.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye on that. And finally, Bruce Springsteen, you're talking about him directing a movie?
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen has a movie that he co-directed called Western Stars that comes out later this month. And it's sort of a concert performance film. He performs every song from his most recent album, Western Stars. And in between the songs, he tells you a little bit about his philosophy when he was writing them or whatever the idea is behind the song that he's about to perform. Warner Brothers is releasing it later this month. I got a chance to screen it early this week. I'm not even particularly a huge Bruce Springsteen fan, but this movie is fantastic. If you ever want to see a movie about the artistic process and what inspires a songwriter and what goes into their songs, this is a great film to see.
Why?
Springsteen really lays it bare. He really goes into what he's thinking when he wrote the songs on this album, what the themes are, how the themes relate to his own life. Early on in the movie, he says that for many years he had some personal demons and that if anybody loved him, his desire was to hurt them. And he couldn't figure out why. And he says he spent 30 years trying to figure that out. And that influenced some of the songs on the album. So it's just a really fascinating peek into the creative process of somebody who obviously is one of the all-time great musicians.
All right, and now you're Bruce Springsteen, maybe not a fan, but you have a greater appreciation.
Absolutely. I've always respected him. It's just not the kind of music I typically listen to, but I've always had great respect for him, and more so now.
All right, well, we value that opinion, too. Thank you so much, Movie Mike McGranahan. He's off to see Joker, so pay attention to the aisleseat.com. Follow him on Twitter, at aisleseat. His appearance here on WKOK, sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg, campustheater.org.